Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dylan Matthews, every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers working around the clock, 12-hour shifts, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all the early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there getting the people from home to work, getting the kiddos from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers out there riding around and getting it. And, of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now. We can't forget the newest addition to the early morning shout out list here on the Hometown Take. Shout out to all the local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, courtesy of my guy, Keith. Shout out to Keith out there. Okay, we are going to start things off talking about the Atlanta Hawks because I have a question for you all. I want you all to think about this. So, obviously, we are all excited about the Atlanta Hawks having the number one overall pick, right? Very excited about that. It's a good opportunity, great opportunity for the Hawks. However, while it is a great opportunity for the Hawks to add a new piece, maybe start anew, maybe to even completely start anew, you get rid of, I mean, the Hawks have a lot of options here. They have the option to get rid of Trae Young and DeJounte Murray, if they so choose, draft in Alex Sarr and kind of reset. Or, this is more on the side of what I think everybody thinks they're going to do. They trade either Trae Young or DeJounte Murray, not both, but they trade one, keep the other, and then they draft either an Alex Saar or a Donovan Klingon or whoever to help continue to move this franchise in the right direction. So not necessarily a rebuild, but a retool slash reload. I think that maybe is the most likely option here. But there is also another option. What if they use, and when I say they, I am specifically talking about the Hawks front office, Landry Fields, Kyle Korver, Tony Ressler. What if they use getting the number one overall pick as a way to keep Trey and DeJounte together? I don't think that's going to happen, but I do think we need to talk about that as being an option, because couldn't you see this front office doing that? You know, we want to try and make it work. Now this is year two fully under Quinn Snyder. Year two fully of Trey and DeJounte under Quinn Snyder. Adding another good piece in whoever, let's just say Alex Saar for the sake of conversation. Adding a great piece in Alex Saar, and we want to see what happens with this group. Can't you just see that happening with this front office? Can't you just see them making that call? Can't you almost hear them giving that explanation as to why they're running it back with virtually the same group along with an Alex Saar? And maybe they have, in fact, at this point, moved on from a Clint Capela, because I do think, like, no matter what, it's time. It's time to move on from Clint Capela. And especially if you draft an Alex Saar, you're definitely moving on from Clint Capela. So maybe without a Clint, I don't see how Clint Capela is on this roster next year. But can't you see them making that argument as to why, and making that statement and making that explanation as to why we see Trey and DeJounte on the same team again? I don't know about you, but I can definitely hear that explanation coming out of Landry Fields right now. Now, I feel like that's not going to happen, but I do think that is a possibility that we, again, should speak of. So, I don't know if it's going to, but I do think it is something that could definitely happen. Now, Trae Young and DeJounte Murray were on a podcast together. Matter of fact, they were on From the Point, Trae Young's podcast. They were on that podcast together, and they were talking about their relationship. They were talking about just how, you know, things for how the narrative of their relationship has, you know, been controlled by people who don't even know what's going on. And I thought it was really interesting, because you hear Trae Young and DeJounte talking, and it seems like they do have a really good relationship. And again, like, people, I've never been one to think that Trae Young and DeJounte don't get along. Now, do I think they can't play together on the court? For sure. I think that showed that they just don't work together on the court. But two things can be true. We have to remember this. Just because two people don't play well together on a basketball court doesn't mean they can't be friends. Like, they can still be cool outside of basketball, even if they don't work. And that's kind of what they allude to a little bit here, and I want to let you hear it. So first, let's hear from DeJounte Murray. Let's actually hear from Trey and DeJounte both talking here, talking about how their relationship is good and what happens team-wise is out of their control.
We're trying to win, but there's a lot of stuff we can't control. Our relationship, that ain't never going to change. So.
And let's just make it clear, it's really hard to get any team to click. You know, it's hard to win in the NBA, bro. We came together, and then a coach gets fired, and then we bring in another coach, in the same season. Health comes up. What if I was out? Or what if he was out? Like, he's out now. Like, it's just, you just don't know. It got to be damn near perfect. So for them just out there, you know, I'm not mad at them. You know, as long as that stuff don't come in from the insides, as long as we stay together and connected, you never know. We may stay together. We may go elsewhere. You just don't know. It's out of our control.
Yeah, they may stay together. They may go elsewhere. It's out of their control. They know that. And look, again, I don't think DeJounte Murray would be on Trae Young's podcast if he felt, one, I don't think DeJounte Murray, knowing the personality of DeJounte Murray, he's not faking anything. He's not going to have fake friends. He's not putting on a fake smile. If he's unhappy with something, he's going to try to avoid it, and he's not going to just do it just because it's going to be a good look. He don't care. DeJounte doesn't care about that. He doesn't move that way. So I say that to say he wouldn't be on Trae Young's podcast if, one, he didn't have a good relationship with Trae Young, and he might not even go on the podcast if he knew he wasn't. Well, you can hear him say there, even if he, with being uncertain, he's not going to be on the team next year, he's still on the podcast because, again, their relationship is good. So, again, they can be friends, and they can also not play well together on a basketball court. Two things can be true. So, I thought that was interesting to hear, but I do wonder if the Hawks front office uses this opportunity, again, with the number one overall pick, to see if they can try one more time and try to make it mesh one more time. I hope they don't go that route. I hope they move on from one of them. I hope, right, with us getting the number one overall pick, pairing Trey and Alex Saar together right now seems really, really nice to me. I think that could be a really, really good duo. Big man, point guard duo. I think that could be really good. So I hope at this point you see what you can get for DeJounte. Get some maybe extra draft capital for DeJounte. Or maybe a good bench player. Maybe both, because you do have to make the money work. You get some draft capital. You get a solid bench player or a solid starter, a solid shooting guard, something. Then you get Alex Saar and Trae Young paired up. And you run with that, make some tweaks, obviously, to the roster. See if you can trade Clint Capella for a solid backup center. And you run with that and see what you can do with a team like that. So we'll see again how the offseason unfolds. The draft, June 26th, I believe. And look, we'll find out what the Hawks end up doing, but it will be interesting to keep up with NC. Speaking of the draft, Kevin O'Connor, he writes for The Ringer, covers the NBA, and is an NBA draft analyst, if I could talk, for The Ringer. He put out an article yesterday where he's giving the Hawks five options as far as players go on who they could draft with the number one overall pick, and I wanted to bring that to you as well. So, obviously, we've been talking. You've been hearing me name drop Alex Saar a lot. He's French, but he did play for the Perth Wildcats in Australia this past season. He's a center forward. Well, they call him a forward, but dude is 7'1". Like, he'd be playing center in the NBA. And he quickly had this to say about Alex Saar. Saar's defensive versatility will add a new dimension for the Hawks, but he's extremely raw on offense and played limited bench minutes for Perth over a competitive NBL season. Realistically, he'll need some time to develop too in the NBA. Look, all these guys are probably going to need some time. The most NBA-ready prospect right now is probably Donovan Clingan, the center out of UConn. He's 7'2", but he is more like a Clint Capella type. He's not hitting outside jumpers like Alex Saar was showing at the draft combine yesterday. He can hit an outside jumper, and that jump shot looks pretty smooth. He's more of a down low, going to work in the post center. And there's nothing wrong with that, but when you have a guy like Alex Saar who could – I'm not saying he's Wemby, but he's more on the Wemby side, and Donovan Kling is more on the Clint Capella side, I'm going to want somebody who's more on the Wemby side. You know what I'm saying? So that he has Alex Saar as the Hawks' number one option. Number two, quickly, he has Matas Buzilis. He's a forward from G League Ignite. And he really likes the – Kevin O'Connor, that is, says he would really like the pairing of Young and Buzilis, said they would have a major two-man game potential since Buzilis can pick apart defenses in the short role or excel in some dribble handoff situations. But physically, he's raw and has an unproven jumper. Look, as far as wingers go, I want somebody whose J is kind of already clean. So I think I might go away from Buzilis for that situation. And again, Ron Holland, same thing from G League Ignite. Two-way wing, can attack downhill. But he needs to improve his jumper as well. As far as like a 3-and-D guy goes, I kind of want somebody who's at least a solid three-point shooter. They don't have to be super polished. They don't have to be Ray Allen coming into the league, but I want somebody who's a little more polished. Donovan Clingan, mentioned him, 7'2 center out of UConn, the defending, back-to-back defending national champions. And again, Kevin O'Connor says he would be the safest choice out of these five that I'm telling you about, because he could provide that verticality that Young prefers as far as catching lobs and things like that. Kevin O'Connor also says they likely need to move Clint Capella because Clingan can do largely the same things Capella can, but he would be on obviously a much cheaper deal than Clint Capella is right now. The Hawks would also probably trade down and target Clingan later in the lottery if they wanted to go after Clingan. So that is also not a very good viable option for the Hawks. You trade down and you get even more draft capital, go after Donovan Clingan. So they could do that. So there's some options, plenty of options, obviously, here for the Atlanta Hawks. If getting the number one overall pick did one thing, it gave the Hawks plenty of options. But all those options, you got to weigh, you got to think about. Honestly, if I'm the Atlanta Hawks, I draft Alex Starr, trade DeJounte Murray, get what you can for DeJounte Murray, whether that's a player in draft picks. Same thing with Clint. Maybe get a player in draft picks. With DeJounte, you can probably get a solid starting two guard. Need somebody who can move off the ball. Doesn't need the ball to create their own shot. Catch and shoot type of player. 3-and-D type of guy at the shooting guard position. And when you trade Clint Capella, just get you a solid backup center. I think that's what you do. And you can probably get a little draft capital from both as well, as along with the player to make the money work. So for me, that's the move. But we'll see what happens. And we got plenty of time to break it all down as the NBA draft leads up in a little over a month from now. All right, when we come back, 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, how about a unlikely hero coming up big for the Braves last night? We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
From Wesneski. Sent the other way, and it's fair! Darno comes home to give the Braves a 1-0 lead. Zach Short's first hit and first run driven in a Braves uniform is a big one.
How about Zach Short coming up clutch last night for our Atlanta Braves? You heard it. The go-ahead RBI single, the first run in the game. Braves win 2-0 last night. Take down the Chicago Cubs. Big win for the Bravos last night. And it is the hometown take here on Sports Radio 929 The Game with your boy Dylan Matthews. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers working around the clock protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. My hospital workers, I mean, serving up the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. That's what I meant to say. But shout out to also my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment early this morning for my early risers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers, my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting the people from home to work and getting the kiddos from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in with me. And shout out to all my people listening to bed and the newest addition yet again, the local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. So shout out to all of y'all. Appreciate y'all tuning in on a Tuesday morning here on the Hometown Take. But the Braves, again, 2-0 win over the Chicago Cubs yesterday. Big win for the Bravos. And again, you heard it, courtesy of Brandon Godden and Bally Sports. Zach Short in the bottom of the sixth inning gets the Braves on top and really gets the first run of the game scored. And that would be all the Braves need as another really good pitching night from the Braves staff entirely. Reynaldo Lopez obviously got it kicked off. He goes 5 innings of scoreless baseball, only giving up 2 hits on the night as well. Only concerning thing was that he did have to leave his start early with some back tightness, but He is not expected to have to miss a start, so that is good news, and hopefully that back loosens up for Ronaldo. But again, five innings pitched, only gave up two hits, two walks, and had four strikeouts. So a really good night from Ronaldo Lopez. And then the bullpen came in and did what they needed to do as well. Ray Kerr, he came in and did a good job. Two innings pitched, had three strikeouts and just absolutely perfect baseball. No hits, no runs, nothing besides three strikeouts for Ray Kerr. So great job by him. He's been good this season. He was the one that ended up getting the win, actually, because when Ronaldo Lopez came out, the game was still 0-0. The Braves, again, didn't score till the bottom of the sixth inning. So Ronaldo Lopez was already out. So Ray Kerr gets the win. Dylan Lee came in an inning, gave up two hits, had a strikeout, but no damage done for him. And then A.J. Minter, one night after blowing a save, giving up a walk-off two-run home run to Brandon Nimmo and the Mets, he bounces back. He gets the save, only giving up one hit. Did give up a walk as well, but left those two stranded, got out of it, and helped the Braves secure the victory against the Cubs, against a very good Cubs team as well. They came into last night's matchup 24-17, and I believe they were in a tie for first place with the Milwaukee Brewers coming into last night, but after the loss the Braves handed them, they're now a half game out of first place in the NL Central. Braves, as far as they go in the standings, while I'm looking at it, they are two games behind still the Philadelphia Phillies. The Phillies got a win last night. They're 29-13 now. Braves are 25-13. So, again, great night for the Braves. Good to see them get a win against a good team. And they went up against a stud of a rookie pitcher last night as well. And Shota Imanaga. So he threw five scoreless innings and extended his team record to eight consecutive starts to begin his career without allowing more than two runs. He stranded two base runners in the second and third inning and left the bases loaded in the fourth. And he has a 0.96 ERA. And he actually lowered his ERA last night to 0.96 despite giving up seven hits and three walks. So, again, dude has been really good. The Braves were able to get to him a little bit, which was a good sign that hopefully his offense is starting to turn around. But he was still very much lights out, and it was good that the Braves were able to, again, get a W against a good team. And it's a great start for what, again, is going to be a pretty tough 10-game stretch, to be honest, for the Braves. Because, again, you have three against the Cubs, now two after you won last night. Two more against the Cubs. Then you have four still at home against the Padres. Then you go to Chicago to take on the Cubs for three more. So, tough stretch coming up here for the Braves, but they were able to get it done. And let's now let you hear from the hero from last night in Zach Short. We let you hear his RBI double. Go ahead, RBI double. The only run the Braves would need at the end of the night. But let's let you hear from Zach Short. First, let's let you hear Zach Short on contributing to the win and how it felt, again, getting on a team, bouncing around a couple of teams here and there now, finding a home, hopefully, in the Braves, and obviously helping the Braves out immensely last night with getting the go-ahead run and really the game-winning run, because one, again, is all the Braves needed. So let's hear Zach Short talking about contributing to the win last night.
It's always big, kind of no matter where the team, but, you know, obviously to do it earlier rather than later feels a little bit better on yourself, kind of frees you up a little bit. You know, I'll enjoy this one tonight and then, you know, right back at it tomorrow.
That's right. And by the way, if you're thinking, why the heck is Zach Short in the game? Well, what happened? Austin Riley had to leave Sunday's game against the Mets with tightness in his left side. Now, doesn't seem like Austin Riley is going to be out for too long. Don't even think he's going to have an IL stint, which is good news. But Zach Short, for the time being, does have to be the guy at third base, and he has to step up, and he stepped up in a big way last night. Let's hear a little bit more from Zach Short as he talked about how it was facing Shota Imanaga.
We fought all game. You know, we got his pitch count up early. We made him work. You know, obviously we left a few guys on, but it felt like from the first inning, you know, we had him on the ropes. You know, that's a good sign for things to come. And again, there's a reason why that guy group is special.
The Braves group, definitely special. And again, Braves get the 2-0 win. Ron Acuña Jr., he had an RBI single. So what happened was, just to give you the kind of rundown play-by-play of how it all went down, Travis d'Arnaud got a double. I believe it was a two-out double at that. Then Zach Short lines one down the right field line. He lines one down the right field corner. Travis d'Arnaud scored. Again, he doubled with two outs. He scores Travis d'Arnaud. Then Ron Acuña Jr. comes up right behind Zach Short, drives him home with an RBI single, and those are the two Braves runs. Again, got both of them in the bottom of the sixth inning, and that would be all she wrote as far as the offense goes in that game. But, hey, a win is a win is a win, and you will take it every single day of the week. So we are happy to see the Braves got the W last night. As far as tonight goes for the Bravos, they're back at it against the Chicago Cubs. 7:21st pitch. Chris Sale going to be on the mound tonight as he continues his good season. He hopes to continue his good season. 5-1 on the year. Chris Sale is 2.95 ERA, 0.98 WHIP, 42 2/3 innings pitched. He is going up against Jameson Taillon. He is 3-0 on the year. Taillon is 1.13 ERA. So again, he's been cooking too. The Cubs got a pretty good pitching staff, as you can tell. 0.88 WHIP, and he's pitched 24 innings thus far. So season got off to a little bit of a late start, but he has been pitching well for the time being he has been in. So we'll see what happens. But the Braves, again, in for another tough game tonight. And again, they're in for a tough series. Overall, if you want to know the starters, the probables, at least for Game 3, it is Charlie Morton for the Braves and Javier Assad for the Cubs. And both of those guys, again, been playing well as well. Charlie Morton, 3-0 on the year, 3.14 ERA, 1.05 WHIP in 43 innings pitched. Javier Assad, 3-0 on the year, 1.70 ERA, 1.06 WHIP, 42 1/3 inning pitch. So we're really getting the Cubs' best pitchers here in this series. So Braves can find a way to win this series, maybe hopefully even get a sweep. I mean, that'll just show how tapped in the Braves are right now, how locked in they are. If they can find a way to get three wins against three quality pitchers that the Cubs are pushing out against the Braves in this series. So we'll see what happens. But Braves get the W last night, and hopefully they get themselves another one tonight. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we got some NFL headlines to get into, including some that include the Falcons. Another draft pick was signed. Falcons made some other signings as well, and a couple of big signings yesterday happening. We'll talk about it all next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers working around the clock, getting the people the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment early this morning for all my early risers. Appreciate you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there getting the kiddos from home to school or getting the people from home to work. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation people in the film industry. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. The list continues to grow as far as the early morning shout outs go. All right. Couple of NFL headlines for you here to get your fill of the shield. And a couple of Falcons headlines, nothing too crazy, but still a couple of news and notes I want to make sure are touched on. So the Falcons made a couple of signings official yesterday. We heard about some of these signings already, but the Falcons have officially signed outside linebacker Bradley Anae, safety Dane Cruikshank, wide receiver Dylan Drummond, shout out to Dylan, and tight end Ross Dwelly. Anae was originally selected by the Dallas Cowboys, fifth round, 179th overall of the 2020 NFL draft out of Utah. 6'3", 260-pound defensive lineman, played 11 games since coming into the league, has notched two tackles, one quarterback hit. Anae spent time on the Jets active roster and practice squad over the last 2 years. Cruikshank, originally a fifth-round pick by the Tennessee Titans, 152nd overall in the 2018 draft out of Arizona. He's from Chino Hills, California. Same place as our guy Onyeka Okongwu, but appeared in 54 games, four starts, and he has 42 tackles, 31 solo, two passes defended, one interception, a tackle for loss on defense, and also has added 24 special teams tackle and a forced fumble. Last season, the 6'1", 209-pound defensive back appeared in two games, played one snap on defense, 33 snaps on special teams. So seems like Cruikshank, while he may be a little depth at the defensive back position, this also seems like he'll be a special teams guy as well. Dylan Drummond, originally a draft pick of the Detroit Lions, he was a UDFA by the Detroit Lions following last year's draft. He's out of Eastern Michigan. He's 6 foot, 186-pound wide receiver, played five seasons at Eastern Michigan, recorded 183 receptions, 2,028 yards, and 14 touchdowns. Last season, he spent time on the Lions and Giants practice squads. And then last but certainly not least, Ross Dwelly was originally signed by the San Francisco 49ers following the 2018 draft out of San Diego. He's 6'5", 235 as a tight end. He's played six seasons for the 49ers, tallying 44 receptions, 518 receiving yards. He's got five touchdowns, adding seven special teams tackles, one forced fumble, one fumble recovery in 84 games. And last season, he played in 12 games for the 49ers, caught one pass for 12 yards, and had a special teams tackle as well. So, again, some training camp bodies, no shade, just truth. Some special teamers, possibly. And look, Falcons just at this point adding depth to their roster. Not sure if any of these guys are really going to play huge roles as far as on offense or defense. Maybe we will see Bradley Anae get some time on the defensive line. But again, maybe just a training camp body. Maybe end up on the practice squad. Again, nothing too groundbreaking here. But another piece of Falcons news, they have signed a guy we do hope and want and need to be a contributor this season, Rook Arororo. The Falcons signed a fifth member of their draft class yesterday, and that was defensive tackle Rook Arororo. He signed a four-year deal with the team, and The Falcons currently have signed all of their picks except for three. Those include Michael Penix, and don't think they put the other three on here that they have not signed. But Rook Arororo has been inked, and he has signed his rookie contract, and he is all ready to go. I mean, he was already in rookie minicamp, but he's all ready to go now as far as contract goes. Some other quick NFL headlines for you. Jared Goff got paid. Jared Goff and the Lions have agreed to a contract extension. This is according to Tom Pelissero. Goff has agreed to an extension with the Lions to put him under contract through 2027 with an option for 2028. And ESPN's Adam Schefter reported the deal is worth $212 million, $170 million guaranteed. The average annual value of the contract, $53 million. And that will put Jared Goff behind only Joe Burrow, Joe Shiesty's $55 million per year on the list of highest paid quarterbacks. So Jared Goff currently the second highest paid quarterback in the league. Man, oh man. Good to be Jared Goff right about now. And if you remember, former number one overall pick out of the 2016 draft, Goff obviously traded from the Rams to the Lions in 2021 as part of the Matthew Stafford trade, if you remember. Goff, since then, he thought, you know, everybody thought Jared Goff was just going to go to Detroit, maybe start a year or so, and then get replaced by rookie QB. Jared Goff said, uh-uh, they sent me here to die, but I ain't dying. Jared Goff, since then, has helped definitely make Detroit a Super Bowl contender. They reached the NFC Championship game last year. So, to be honest, look, I am super happy for Jared Goff. I'm happy that he's found success in Detroit. And it honestly, it's fun. It's fun having a team like the Lions be in contention. Like, it's good to see these teams that have struggled for a long, long time finally get the right GM in place and Brad Holmes, the right head coach, and Dan Campbell, and a quarterback can get the job done in Jared Goff. Like, that's good to see. And, of course, hopefully, you know, if the Falcons and Lions meet, I hope the Falcons beat the absolute brakes on them because we got to get our payback from last year. But it is good to see Jared Goff get paid, and it is good to see the Lions back up. All right, something in the NFC South for you. Speaking of getting paid, the Buccaneers paid Antoine Winfield Jr. He has agreed to a four-year deal with the Buccaneers, and that's going to be a contract that runs through the 2027 season. Winfield was franchise tagged back in March to keep him with the club for at least this season, and initial reports indicate that Winfield's deal is worth $84.1 million, $45 million guaranteed. That makes Antoine Winfield Jr. the league's highest paid defensive back. Good to be Antoine Winfield Jr. right now as well. He's 25, second round pick in 2020. And obviously has been a key part of the Bucs defense since his rookie year when the club won the Super Bowl with, again, him starting. Like, he was an immediate impact off rip. So hopefully the Falcons can have some of that on the defensive line and other positions this year as well. And he had his best season last year, 122 tackles, 12 passes defended, 3 interceptions. Had 6 forced fumbles, 4 fumble recoveries, and 6 sacks, and a first-team All-Pro for the first time last year. So, good for Antoine Winfield, but, you know, he could have gone somewhere else. He didn't have to stay in the NFC South, but it's all good. We still up anyways. All right. When we come back here on Hometown Take, we will wrap things up on a Tuesday edition of the program and hand things off to the morning shift. We'll see what Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson have planned on a Tuesday edition of The Morning Shift. That's right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 92.9 Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers working around the clock, getting the people the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment early this morning for all my early risers. Appreciate you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there getting the kiddos from home to school, or getting the people from home to work. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation people in the film industry, and of course all my people listening in the bed right now as well. The list continues to grow as far as the early morning shout outs go. All right, couple of NFL headlines for you here to get your fill of the shield, and a couple of Falcons headlines, nothing too crazy, but still a couple of news and notes I want to make sure are touched on. So the Falcons made a couple of signings official yesterday. We heard about some of these signings already, but the Falcons have officially signed outside linebacker Bradley Anae, safety Dane Cruikshank, wide receiver Dylan Drummond, shout out to Dylan, and tight end Ross Dwelly. Anae was originally selected by the Dallas Cowboys, fifth round, 179th overall of the 2020 NFL draft out of Utah. 6'3", 260-pound defensive lineman, played 11 games since coming into the league, has notched two tackles, one quarterback hit. Anae spent time on the Jets active roster and practice squad over the last 2 years. Cruikshank, originally a fifth-round pick by the Tennessee Titans, 152nd overall in the 2018 draft out of Arizona. He's from Chino Hills, California. Same place our guy Onyeka Okongwu, but appeared in 54 games, 4 starts, and he has 42 tackles, 31 solo, 2 passes defended, 1 interception, a tackle for loss on defense, and also has added 24 special teams tackle and a forced fumble. Last season, the 6'1", 209-pound defensive back appeared in 2 games, played 1 snap on defense, 33 snaps on special teams. So, seems like Cruikshank, while he may be a little depth at the defensive back position, this also seems like he'll be a special teams guy as well. Dylan Drummond, originally a draft pick of the Detroit Lions, following the I think he was a UDFA by the Detroit Lions following last year's draft. He's out of Eastern Michigan. He's 6 foot, 186-pound wide receiver, played 5 seasons at Eastern Michigan, recorded 183 receptions, 2,028 yards, and 14 touchdowns. Last season, he spent time on the Lions and Giants practice squads. And then last but certainly not least, Ross Dwelly was originally signed by the San Francisco 49ers following the 2018 draft out of San Diego. He's 6'5", 235 as a tight end. He's played 6 seasons for the 49ers, tallying 44 receptions, 518 receiving yards. He's got 5 touchdowns, adding 7 special teams tackles, 1 forced fumble, 1 fumble recovery in 84 games. And last season, he played in 12 games for the 49ers, caught 1 pass for 12 yards, and had a special teams tackle as well. So, again, some training camp bodies, no shade, just truth. Some special teamers, possibly. And, look, Falcons just, at this point, adding depth to their roster. Not sure if any of these guys are really going to play huge roles as far as on offense or defense. Maybe we will see Bradley Anae get some time on the defensive line. But, again, maybe just a training camp body. Maybe end up on the practice squad. Again, nothing too groundbreaking here. But another piece of Falcons news. They have signed a guy we do hope and want and need to be a contributor this season. Rook Arororo. The Falcons signed a 5th member of their draft class yesterday, and that was defensive tackle Rook Arororo. He signed a 4-year deal with the team, and the Falcons currently have signed all of their picks except for 3. Those include Michael Penix, and don't think they put the other 3 on here that they have not signed. But Rook Arororo has been inked, and he has signed his rookie contract, and he is all ready to go. I mean, he was already in rookie minicamp, but he's all ready to go now as far as contract goes. Some other quick NFL headlines for you. Jared Goff got paid. Jared Goff and the Lions have agreed to a contract extension. This is according to Tom Pelissero. Goff has agreed to an extension with the Lions to put him under contract through 2027 with an option for 2028. And ESPN's Adam Schefter reported the deal is worth $212 million, $170 million guaranteed. The average annual value of the contract, $53 million. And that will put Jared Goff behind only Joe Burrow, Joe Shiesty's $55 million per year on the list of highest-paid quarterbacks. So Jared Goff, currently the 2nd highest-paid quarterback in the league. Man, oh, man. Good to be Jared Goff right about now. And if you remember, former number 1 overall pick out of the 2016 draft, Goff obviously traded from the Rams to the Lions in 2021 as part of the Matthew Stafford trade, if you remember. Goff, since then, he thought, you know, everybody thought Jared Goff was just going to go to Detroit, maybe start a year or so, and then get replaced by rookie QB. Jared Goff said, uh-uh, they sent me here to die, but I ain't dying. Jared Goff, since then, has helped definitely make Detroit a Super Bowl contender. They reached the NFC Championship game last year. So, to be honest, look, I am super happy for Jared Goff. I'm happy that he's found success in Detroit. And it honestly, it's fun. It's fun having a team like the Lions be in contention. Like, it's good to see these teams that have struggled for a long, long time finally get the right GM in place and Brad Holmes, the right head coach and Dan Campbell, and a quarterback can get the job done in Jared Goff. Like, that's good to see. And, of course, hopefully, you know, if the Falcons and Lions meet, I hope the Falcons beat the absolute brakes on them. because we got to get our payback from last year. But it is good to see Jared Goff get paid, and it is good to see the Lions back up. All right, something in the NFC South for you. Speaking of getting paid, the Buccaneers paid Antoine Winfield Jr. He has agreed to a 4-year deal with the Buccaneers, and that's going to be a contract that runs through the 2027 season. Winfield was franchise tagged back in March to keep him with the club for at least this season, and initial reports indicate that Winfield's deal is worth $84.1 million, $45 million guaranteed. That makes Antoine Winfield Jr. the league's highest paid defensive back. Good to be Antoine Winfield Jr. right now as well. He's 25, second round pick in 2020, and obviously has been a key part of the Bucs defense since his rookie year when the club won the Super Bowl with, again, him starting. Like, he was an immediate impact off rip. So hopefully the Falcons can have some of that on the defensive line and other positions this year as well. And he had his best season last year. 122 tackles, 12 passes defended, 3 interceptions, had 6 forced fumbles, 4 fumble recoveries, and 6 sacks, and a first-team All-Pro for the first time last year. So, good for Antoine Winfield, but, you know, he could have gone somewhere else. He didn't have to stay in the NFC South, but it's all good. We still up anyways. All right. When we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will wrap things up on a Tuesday edition of the program and hand things off to the morning shift. We'll see what Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson have planned on a Tuesday edition of the morning shift. That's right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.